Welcome to Israel 18 News at 11 a.m. Here's your hourly briefing. Today, the weather across Israel is comfortably warm. In Tel Aviv, the sun is shining brightly, while Jerusalem enjoys a gentle breeze. Haifa and Eilat are also experiencing clear skies, making it a pleasant day to be outdoors. Here are today's headlines. First, the Israeli Air Force intercepted Hezbollah rockets in southern Lebanon. Israeli airstrikes destroyed a launcher after projectiles were fired at troops. Forces also struck a suspicious vehicle in the area, the IDF said. This update comes from JNS just 55 minutes ago. Also, earlier this hour, the Times of Israel reported that Musk's Grok AI tool guided U.S. strikes on Iran. A legal briefing reveals that Grok enabled strikes on 2,000 targets within 4 days during the war. Also this hour, a report from Walla highlights a U.S. intelligence warning on the Strait of Hormuz. The report states that the war has given Tehran an unprecedented ability to impact the global economy. Separately, the forward notes that Britain is launching a Jewish Culture Month. The initiative aims to shift focus beyond the events of October 7th. And finally, from earlier today, JTA reports on Netanyahu facing criticism over Trump's Iran deal. Israeli politicians across the spectrum call the agreement a failure that endangers the country. Here's what people are saying online. Al Arabiya English shared just minutes ago that Greg Swenson, chair of Republicans overseas, believes history will be kind to Trump. He argues future assessments will view President Trump's actions on Iran favorably. In a post from earlier, the Jewish People Policy Institute congratulates Tamar Ish Shalom, a senior fellow, who will receive a B'nai B'rith Journalism Award tomorrow for her work on the Jewish Crossroads podcast. Yainet Global posted 21 minutes ago about a court case naming 5 men accused of plotting to attack the White House. The suspects reportedly targeted recipients of pro-Israel lobby money using TikTok and Signal to communicate. Now, for more on those stories. Starting with the situation in Lebanon. According to JNS, Israeli airstrikes followed the interception of Hezbollah rockets aimed at Israeli troops. The strikes targeted a launcher and a suspicious vehicle, preventing further threats. This development underscores the ongoing tensions between Israel and Hezbollah, with potential implications for regional stability. Turning to the Grok AI tool's involvement in U.S. military operations. The Times of Israel reports that the U.S. Justice Department revealed Grok's role in guiding strikes on Iranian targets. This information emerged during a legal case concerning alleged pollution by a data center. The revelation highlights the expanding use of AI in military strategy and its potential impact on future conflicts. Meanwhile, the U.S. intelligence report on the Strait of Hormuz, as covered by Walla, stresses Iran's new leverage over global oil routes. Tehran's actions threaten to disrupt the global economy, particularly affecting oil prices. This situation presents a significant challenge for international trade and energy security. Turning to business and markets. First, Globes reports that the Cystic Fibrosis Foundation has invested $13 million in Israeli company Splisense. The investment follows positive results from an initial efficacy trial that demonstrated improved lung function. Separately, CTEC shares insights from Shelly Kanaev, a student at Reichman University, who emphasized the importance of preparation over reliance on AI. Her remarks were part of Calculist and Google's AI Week, highlighting the growing influence of AI in education. And finally, Ynet Business informs us that SpaceX has acquired AI coding startup Cursor for $60 billion. This acquisition aims to enhance SpaceX's capabilities and give Musk's ventures an edge over competitors like Anthropic and OpenAI. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Wednesday. Our next update is at 12 p.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.